Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do I think about NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem? I don't think that's the right forum to take a knee. I think there's a lot of issues that needs to be addressed. I don't know that that particular forum is the right one to do that.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:47 on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Hayesville City Council approves a drone ordinance.
Two.
Oklahoma teen arrested after using a crossbow in the killing of a child.
One.
More information about the arrest of a Wichita cop for misconduct. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume starting to pick up around the North Junction. We're actually seeing some traffic slowdowns just south of there, 29th Street North and I-135. North and southbound, just watch for some heavy traffic right there in that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 60 degrees. After yesterday's high of 73, we'll see a northwest wind at 23 to 28 miles per hour. Clear tonight, the overnight low 40. Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 75. Now partly cloudy and 49 degrees. That northwest wind is now gusting to 25 miles per hour. Aside from the more practical hats that you can buy at Hatman Jack's, they also stock various costume hats as well. Top hats, steampunks, derbies, and period hats of all kinds at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. We are closing out our Halloween question. How do you celebrate Halloween? I go all in, buying costumes, putting up decorations, candy, and trick-or-treating. Go to or host a party. Only 5% go whole hog when it comes to Halloween. I have fun with it. Buy some candy for trick-or-treaters. Take the kids trick-or-treating. Make a costume or wear an old one. That's pretty where I am. 27% there. One out of four, about. But, boo humbug, turn off the porch light and lock the door. 68%.
Two out of three.
Two out of three just reject Halloween.
Well, don't you find that's about right?
Yeah,
you look down your block on Halloween night.
Oh.
About two out of three had their lights
up. More than that, and in our Riverside neighborhood, it didn't used to be that way, but it's gotten to where, because there are not many kids left in our neighborhood, frankly. And so people don't play the game. Today's new question, should the proposed Tyson Chicken Processing Plant be located in Sedgwick County? We need more information before deciding, or no, or yes. There you go, keeping it simple. It's the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll at our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yes, no.
Yes.
Easy choice.
Yes or no, or not now. Industrial and technology companies and retailers all stumbled Monday as U.S. stocks began the week with losses. General Electric suffered its worst one-day loss in 6 years following downgrades from analysts. Standard & Poor's 500 index lost 10 points. Dow fell 54 points. NASDAQ Composite dropped 42 points.
Yeah, people were dumping GE stock yesterday.
Well, if you heard our commodities updated a minute ago, Tom Leffler was saying the futures, the Dow futures up 122 points this morning. So a big comeback, a rebound maybe after yesterday's losses. Amazon will be sorting through 238 proposals from cities and regions in the United States, Canada, and Mexico that are hoping to land the company's second headquarters and the investment it'll bring. The online retailer kicked off its hunt for a second home in September, promising 50,000 new jobs and construction spending of more than $5 billion. President Donald Trump shot down a possible approach for raising revenue to finance tax cuts in politically must-do legislation for the Republicans, promising that the popular 401k retirement savings program will be untouched. Who floated that ridiculous idea that you want to limit the 401k? Who would be that dumb? Don't they see that as that's a non-starter?
That's the people of America picking up their pitchforks and torches.
Oh, yeah.
Going to that person's house.
Yeah, I mean, there's no names here, but if there's somebody in Congress who's doing that, I'd like to know who they are so I can call them up and say, what are you, out of your mind? There's no such thing as a pension anymore. There's no protection for the worker after Social Security's it for some of these people. Ah, it just drives you crazy. Anyway, to his credit, Mr. Trump says, nope. Mitsubishi Motors is recalling 161,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada because electric relays can cause the engine to stall or overheat. Kia Motors recalling 342,000 vehicles in the U.S. for a second time because the first repair may not have solved a steering defect. Recall. It's 6:52 now, Steve and Ted.
Steering, slightly important to a vehicle.
Oh, somewhat. More Social Security misconceptions. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to clear it up. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I'm here to clear it up.
Clear it up.
Well, if you poke around on the Social Security Administration's website, ssa.gov, and read responses to the most asked questions section, you should be able to correct misunderstandings that are commonly held by many Americans. Well, first, the Social Security Administration notes the program is designed to replace 40% of the average retiree's pre-retirement income. According to a nationwide insurance survey of more than 1,000 people, 59% of current recent retirees say they expect their Social Security to cover more than 50% of their pre-retirement income. So what's intended and what's happening are a bit different there. 91% of older adults surveyed don't know what factors determine the maximum Social Security benefit an individual can receive. It's tremendously important that we work to know how the benefits work. We can begin by reading what's posted on the SSA.gov website. Then discuss your particular situation with your certified financial planner. Thoughts about the planning for Social Security differs between consumers of different ages. For example, future retirees' expectations are different from those of current retirees. Future retirees expect to wait until age 65 to trigger benefits, while most current retirees say they will begin receiving them at age 62 on average. Waiting can be a good thing, and the poll suggests that future retirees are doing more retirement planning. Well, it's easy to see why they're waiting to file for benefits. Future retirees expect to receive about $1,600 per month on average. That's about $100 more per month than the average benefits of most recent retirees and nearly $300 more than those who retired more than 10 years ago. The study also showed how Social Security benefits may be allocated for spending. Most Americans age 50 and older anticipate spending benefits on living expenses like groceries. About 84% say that, and housing, 61% say that. Current retirees are somewhat more likely to spend benefits on paying health care costs, 59%, and more than they do for housing at 56%. Of course, if you have any questions on this or Social Security planning, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Wichita Festivals announces new board members and officers. Don Grant. Yep. Of Carey, Thomas, Hoover, and Briault?
Bro.
Uh-huh. Remains an officer as the board's immediate past chair. You are the past chair. I didn't realize that.
I was.
You kept it so low key. Because I know if anything went wrong, you didn't want anybody to blame you, right, Don?
Exactly. If I just stay quiet, don't tell anybody I'm a chair, nobody will know that I am.
Well, congratulations for being on
the meetings and all the rest of that.
Congratulations for being on the board and doing a great job with Wichita Festivals. We appreciate your work, bud.
Thank you. It's a fun group.
National Food Day. One of the targets that Food Day aims to help people is to eat real, which is defined by them as cutting back on sugar drinks, overly salted packaged foods, and fatty factory-farmed meats in favor of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and sustainably raised protein.
In other words,
National Food Day, and Ted will completely ignore all of that.
No hot dog for lunch.
No hot dogs, yeah. All right, thank you, sir. 6:56 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. More information on the arrest of a Wichita police officer. We've got the story coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.